$10,370. Jonathan Hearn, north of Road 544, 1,680 feet west of Conrail Road, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
State your name and address, please.
Jonathan E. Hearn, 8232 Hearns Pond Road.
Seaford,
Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for letting me appear today. I'm appearing on behalf of James Hytala. He owns the property at Hearns Pond Road that was just described. This property is, we're asking for a new garage variance to the side of the property. The reason for this, we're asking to go to the side is for, we do not want to disturb an existing sidewalk, and the power company also comes in on that side. Mr. Hytala has been there for 18 years. He originally bought the property from Charles Allen III, known as Chick Allen. Lands of Allen's Corporation surround him on all four sides, three sides where the property, where the home is now, and across the street. I talked to Chick myself, and I also drew him a little copy of what we were planning to do. He's given me a signed, signed statement that he does not have a problem with this. The home sits there alone by itself. It is a very large single-story home on this lot, and the lot is only 250 feet by 200 feet deep, and we're just trying to get this garage aesthetically located on the property. I'm asking just for a 6-foot variance to the side, and I can give this copy to, this is my original from Chick. I don't know if anybody wants to take this and look at this. We've had no opposition from any of the local neighbors. Matter of fact, one neighbor stopped and talked to James and said he had no problem with it.
Mr. Hearn, it cannot be moved over, or it's going to line up with anything, or what?
We're trying to avoid moving the power lines is what we're doing. I mean, we're going to push it as close to the house as we can, but the size of the building is going to be a nice size building. He has three vehicles he'd like to get inside, along with his other lawnmower and other things.
It's the power to feed the houses and everything?
Power to feed is feeding the house is coming, is will be in between the building and the house.
Okay.
Is the drawing that we're looking at, is that just the garage, or is that the entire structure?
That is the existing structure, and then the garage is a little building in the corner.
Okay, well, am I understanding correctly, this wall already exists right here? This is the garage, is that what you mean?
That will be the proposed garage. This is not there. That's a proposed garage. The little copy.
Send that down.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, please. Yes, we would.
I'm sorry, I didn't bring more copies.
That's
it? Yes, please. That's okay.
Garage separate. Okay. Does he have a driveway going to it already?
No. We're going to build a driveway to it. I think the land around the home is also in land preservation. I don't think Allen's Hatcheries or Incorporated are planning to do anything with that land. Or at least Chick has told me it's in land preservation.
All wooded.
Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mr. Mills? No further questions? Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay, one, two. If there's anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 10,370. The minimum variance is 4 relief. It's not, I don't think it altered the central character of the neighborhood, and no one objection of it.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,370. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Case number 10.